when you really take care of yourself and you even know what it means to take care of yourself, so much of your composition and complexion changes. Your face has more radiance to it. Your eyes even have more determination in them because you realize you're someone who can put yourself through painful situations, a very hard workout, and still push through regardless of how you feel. You realize that you can be a person of tremendous consistency, even if in every other area of your life till then, you had not been consistent. And so when you learn to prioritize fitness and training at a very high level, when you learn to take it seriously and dial in on it, it really bestows this tremendous luster and confidence in you that manifests in just how you appear. In this video, I want to cover 5 ideas related to the philosophy and actually the execution of good training, at least how I see it, so that you too can look your very best. So the first idea is this: it takes 2 to 3 years of the right actions to make your body wow worthy, but it is simply a skill to learn. And along the path of those 2 to 3 years, you're going to be happy with yourself. Essentially, a wow worthy body is one where you take your base physique, the body you had when you were 16 years old, and then you add like 15, 20 pounds of muscle on top of it. So for me, if I was like 150 pounds when I was 15 years old, my like solidly good physique would be at around 170 pounds. And then to cut down to around 12% body fat once that base of muscle is put on. Now in the online fitness influencer space, people are obsessed with putting on tons and tons of muscle, but you really don't need to be that big in order to look good at the beach, to look good out and about, to look good in a t-shirt. You just need a base amount of muscle and then to cut down to around 12% body fat. You don't even have to be shredded. You just have to be relatively lean so that your abs come through. And that's good enough. Then your testosterone levels are healthy, your hormones are optimized, and you feel fantastic. Fitness is simply a skill to master. There are actually 3 main components to fitness, which is the training, your nutrition, and your sleep. And actually, all 3 of those categories, including sleep, are skills that need to be learned. It is a skill to learn how to train hard enough and how to push yourself in the gym. It's a skill to learn how to like sleep well. And like it sounds kind of goofy to say, but it's a skill to learn how to prioritize your sleep well enough so that you recover nicely. And then even like nutrition, learning to cook the right meals, or when you eat takeout, to know what the right meals are and then to log those appropriately so you can adjust your calories based on what you've been consuming. It's not instinctive, but once you figure it out, I would actually argue compared to all these other complex terrains of life, like growing a business or finding a great relationship, fitness is actually easy as fuck. I think that's why so many dumb dudes look amazing. In fact, it's actually better if you're stupid and you don't overthink things in fitness, because then you just end up lifting the weight that needs to be lifted or tracking the calorie that needs to be tracked, and you get the result. It takes 2 to 3 years of the right actions to make your body wow worthy, but it's really simple. Like the process of getting to that end result is really simple, and you 100% could do it. Principle 2, training. It's usually best to train for performance. You want to work out in a way in which lifting, running, calisthenics, whatever you might do, it should feel like fun. In fact, the training part of this whole thing should be the easiest. When I first started training, I got into powerlifting. I just went for deadlift PRs, really. And I'm glad I went with that programming because it was fun for me. It was the most fun part of my day. The key here is to get on a program and then stay on the program. 3 days per week is great. 4 days per week is great. 5 days a week is really great, especially if you're a bodybuilder. And if you work out every single day in some capacity like I do, that is also great. And for me, it has been a long time since working out has been an act of courage, since working out has been this difficult thing that I enact discipline to do. In fact, when I see all these Instagram reels online where people are training and they put these reels up like, it's about consistently show up every day, I think it's kind of stupid because going to the gym is not hard work. It's like playtime. You need goals to progress towards. This is incredibly important. And it makes training, your whole training philosophy, very simple when you have a goal in fitness that you know you can achieve. So when I first started training, I realized my hinges were very good for the deadlift. And I was still at the time overcoming a bad lifestyle related to diet. I didn't really know how to diet. I didn't even know how much protein I was getting. So the nutrition aspect of my whole fitness journey was much more difficult than just showing up to the gym. And since I had bad eating habits, it actually made sense for me to bulk, even if I started out at 27% body fat. I just decided to work towards a 4-plate deadlift. That was my first goal in the gym. My strength coach at the time had put me on a trajectory to achieve this goal in a year, and I actually got there in like 4 months. Like within 4 months of lifting, I pulled 4 plates off the ground. It's actually pretty sick. The next goal I set was to run a sub 6-minute mile. My whole training philosophy changed after that. I stopped making gains in terms of barbell strength, but I started running, and I had discovered a newfound love for running, and I achieved that goal. Then I set a target of running a marathon and hit that as well. Every step of the way, I created a new target to work towards, either a strength goal or a speed goal. And these efforts made my training very easy. So when you're starting out in your fitness journey, it's best to focus on performance-based goals. I'm actually very, very happy that I started my training philosophy with performance in mind. Principle 3. Nutrition. Nutrition is actually more important than training. I'll say that again. The food you eat, the discipline around the food you eat, is far more important than the training. The training, if you've set up your goals correctly, often takes care of itself. And so in this section, I'm just going to break down what I think have constituted a great diet for me. 1, eat vegetables and fruit. That's just probably a good idea. A big part of my diet is broccoli and mushrooms sauteed in avocado oil. I put these veggies on a base of like arugula, cherry tomatoes. I also cook sauteed garlic and onions. These are just foods that are full of micronutrients. They're actually testosterone boosting. They're just good for you. And I found that as soon as I started making and eating more salads, my complexion became much better. Next, eggs and egg whites. This is because these are very fast sources of protein when you're in a rush. They're very satisfying, they feel excellent to consume, and they're actually very low calorie. Now, when I'm on a hard cut, I will switch over to more egg whites than eggs, but if I'm on a bulk, as I have been these last 3 months, I will eat a lot of eggs. I'll eat like 5-6 eggs a day. Eggs also have a lot of healthy fats that just boost your testosterone a ton, and testosterone is really important in staying in an anabolic condition for you to get to the best body composition that you're supposed to get to. Sweet potatoes, cottage cheese, hemp seeds, pumpkin seeds, raw honey. I realize that certain seeds are very testosterone boosting, and that's what you really want with your diet, is for it to be as just nutrient dense as possible. You could technically do a bulk and a cut while still eating like a ton of ice cream and McDonald's, but when you eat nutrient dense foods, the results you get, even for the same calorie, are just so much better because those micronutrients, they really power great performance. So I got myself a subscription of hemp seeds and pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds especially because they have zinc and magnesium in them. And most guys, they're deficient in zinc and magnesium, especially zinc. And zinc is really important for the production of testosterone. You'll notice that a lot of the foods that I favor is for protein and testosterone. So this combination of sweet potatoes, which is the single healthiest like carb source, cottage cheese, which you can also sub in for Greek yogurt, hemp seeds, pumpkin seeds, and raw honey. This is a pre-workout fuel that digests very quickly. In fact, into this pre-workout bowl, I also mix in creatine and a supplement called Armra Colostrum. I also drink athletic greens while consuming this in the morning. Next, chicken and tofu. So I've actually been a lifelong vegetarian. For 29 years of my life, I was a vegetarian. But when I got into my second year of training, my coach said that because animal proteins are just more bioavailable, I would actually get better results. I'm not sure if this is true, but around January of 2022, I started eating meat, which is to say I only added in chicken. I still don't eat beef, but I started eating chicken and then occasionally like salmon, fish. And that's it. Those are my only two meat sources that I've added in. Prioritizing 30 to 50 grams of protein with every meal is very important. While I don't like eating meat, I have noticed faster progress now that I've added in a bit of grilled chicken, but I still sometimes will substitute in tofu. So I will still get like non-meat sources of protein in my diet. But in general, you want to get 0.8 to 1 grams of protein per pound of body weight. On a bulk, you can get away with a little less. On a cut, you definitely want to make sure that your protein is up. So I eat around 400 to 500 calories worth of just sweet tooth food every day. These come in the form of blackberries, mangoes. I just find mangoes so delicious. It's just the Indian man in me. And then protein brownie dessert or Halo Top ice cream. Halo Top is just a low calorie ice cream, actually with a decent amount of protein in it. And so as long as I'm tracking this, a little bit of junk food at the end of the day is, I think, totally fine. Some sub principles around nutrition. It's best to pick a handful of periods throughout the day where you simply catch up on tracking. Once you actually get your diet down, it is important to start tracking your calories so that you can make adjustments and you can make a decision on whether you want to bulk or cut. But I found rather than tracking every single time I'm eating or I'm about to eat, it's best for me to pick a handful of periods throughout the day where I simply catch up on tracking. If you eat the same meals day in and day out, tracking becomes ridiculously easy. You can just auto-log different meals that you have consistently. It also makes a huge difference if you drink a gallon of water, ideally with electrolytes, every day. Just pick a bottle, this is the one I'm using currently, and start drinking water. As soon as you wake up, start drinking water and drink water all day. Drink it before your meals, drink it after. Honestly, after a certain point, your whole life feels like you're eating the same meals, you're following the same training program, and you're just drinking water. You're basically like eating, sleeping, drinking, tracking all day. It's this never-ending cycle, but it is incredibly rewarding. And then lastly, if you can make it happen, you should meditate every day. And when I'm really taking a bulk or a cut seriously, I meditate up to an hour every single day. Like this day, I meditated an hour. Now granted, it's not always possible to schedule something like that in, but meditation helps speed up recovery. I genuinely believe that, and it helps you make good choices. It helps you be more attuned to your body and helps you be more mindful of the decisions you're making. Principle 4, sleep. Sleep is the most important lever to pull. So I actually went in reverse order. I went training, nutrition, sleep. Sleep is the base of the pyramid. It is the most important lever to pull. Nothing will affect your life, your fitness progress, your overall happiness, your overall execution in life more than sleep. However, it is difficult to address sleep directly. Instead, what you should do is create an environment where at nighttime, you are just excited to pass out, pass the fuck out and go to sleep. Now, one supplement that has helped me in my journey to sleeping better, because I often have had insomnia, is Magnesium Breakthrough. I've taken this magnesium supplement for almost 3 years now, and it definitely helps me fall asleep. Now, there are many magnesium supplements on the market, and some of the other supplementation that I take as part of my daily protocol, it does have magnesium in it, but it doesn't have all 7 kinds of magnesium, which is in the Magnesium Breakthrough product. And so that allows you to fully absorb the nutrients. Approximately 80% of Americans are deficient in magnesium. And it's one of those compounds, one of those minerals that is very key when it comes to getting deep sleep. If you don't have adequate amounts of magnesium in you, your cortisol levels tend to stay higher. And so if you're not optimizing for getting the amount of deep sleep that you need, you're going to have more stress in your body. You're going to have more cravings. Your metabolism will be slower, and you won't, even for the same amount of work you do in the gym or the same amount of control you might exercise with your diet, you are not going to see the same results. If you optimize for the mineral compounds in your body that help you sleep, then the results you get in the gym will be that much higher. So if getting optimal sleep, getting the optimal results you want in the gym is important to you, I would invite you to try out this supplement, Magnesium Breakthrough. I take 2 tablets of this every night, and I use this basically to access the best sleep of my life. I can actually track it in my Aura Ring score. Once I started taking magnesium, my Aura sleep score jumped up like 10 points. My code in the description box for Magnesium Breakthrough is going to be magnesiumbreakthrough.com/CaptainSinbad. Using my code SINBAD10 at checkout to get 10% off of your order. Thank you, Magnesium Breakthrough, Bioptimizers, for sponsoring this video. Now on with the rest of it. The habit that has actually had the biggest impact on my ability to sleep well at night is to walk or run 5 miles every day in the sun. I just try to spend 2 to 3 hours outside most days of the week, especially on sunny days, because the more time you spend in the sun, especially early in the day, but also throughout the day, the easier it is to sleep at night. And then, of course, every habit related to good sleep hygiene you should do. For instance, you should not have your phone in your room before you're sleeping at night. You should avoid bright lights, blue light at nighttime. You can wear blue blocking sunglasses potentially to sleep better, and try not to drink too much water right before sleeping so that you don't have to use the bathroom repeatedly. Also, naps. Naps after your training can be incredibly beneficial. Many days after a hard training session, I will take a 20-minute nap. I lay down and start a sleeping meditation. I used to feel terrible for taking a nap during my afternoon slump, but one finds that after a quick nap, you feel incredibly rejuvenated. Additionally, I track my sleep on an Aura Ring, and my Aura Ring score jumps up 2 to 3 points when I take a nap, and it only takes 20 minutes for this to happen. So my focus is much better afterwards, and for this reason, I think naps, when possible, are absolutely worth implementing. And I realize my ability to fit in all of these training and recovery protocols are largely because I work for myself. So actually, one of the biggest hacks to being a highly fitness person is actually being able to create your own schedule. I still work 6 to 8 hours on any given day, 6 to 7 days a week. It's just that I fit them in time blocks that make sense for my own productivity and my own mindset. But honestly, if you follow these protocols around sleep, nutrition, and training, you'll find that in a very short amount of time, your face will look better and the world will receive you more differently. And that to me is incredibly exciting. If you're new to the channel, my name is Nikhil. This channel features 1 to 2 video essays for creative entrepreneurs every week. On top of that, I also have a YouTube coaching mastermind for busy professionals who want to grow their own YouTube channel. There's an application form in the description box. We help people figure out the 7 fundamentals of YouTube success and learn to practice them at ever higher levels so that they really can build out their personal brand and be the entrepreneurs that they dreamed of. If that's something that sounds interesting to you, you can apply for coaching with me using the link in the description below. And lastly, if you'd like, you can connect with me further on Instagram, where I give behind the scenes insights on how I make my YouTube videos and what skills I'm working on most recently. But with that being said, for those of us who live in accordance to the laws of nature, to live as healthfully as possible, to us I say, greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.